Welcome to the Reluctant Messenger podcast, where we discuss spiritually transformative events, encounters with angels and guides, out-of-body explorations, and much more. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find links on my website at candacesanderson.com. Welcome. My name is Candace Sanderson, and this is the sixth installment in a series about having an out-of-body experience. The question is, why? What's the big deal? Hopefully, we'll get to that by the end of this episode. But it's great to have everyone back as we delve deeper into those psychic tools for exploring outside of our physical bodies. We have learned the basics, and we have applied those rules to establish what I call a home base in the 5D. We also started building our tools now that we know how and why they work. In the last episode, I shared the ladder of enlightenment and how that spontaneously came to me. I thought it was a really strange experience until medical doctor Raj Partee confirmed it. He too experienced a ladder of enlightenment, but that was during his NDE. I realized how strange the universe sometimes operates. Although some experiences don't seem to be logical, that does not suggest that they are not meaningful. I use the ladder of enlightenment to catapult me deeply into the 5D. It is a tool that sends me quickly to my bookmark, which is at the top of the ladder where I do that slow motion swan dive into a void of nothing and everything. But when I combine the tool of the ladder with the tool of the bookmark or the GPS pin, together, those become a very effective shortcut, and the experience becomes much more powerful. I use this ladder because it was the original vehicle for my experience. If I had not had that ladder of enlightenment experience, I probably would have used the imagery of maybe a rocket blasting off in space. Use whatever works for you. Remember the conversations about the mode of transportation we use? That mode of transportation determines the locale where we land. If we use an energy body just outside the physical form, regardless of what label we use to describe it, we are more likely to have a classic OBE, where we find ourselves in our homes and it is so real that we may not even notice that we are out of body until our hand goes through a door. Now, I have to admit, that is a lot of fun. But if I want to put my tricycle away and grab the Lamborghini, then I use my ladder of enlightenment. Or use that rocket blasting off its launch pad. Those tools will bypass the energy body that's closest to your physical body. They will use a subtler energy body that allows you to travel farther and deeper into the 5D realms of the non-physical. As a tool, I collapse the ladder until it's about the size of a 6-inch ruler. I can then fold it into thirds. I can stick it in my shirt pocket, my back pocket, or keep it in that pouch on the side of my toolbox. If I were to use a rocket, then I would have a miniature launch pad in the middle of my dashboard with the tiny rocket with steam coming out. It would be ready to launch at a second's notice. I would have a countdown timer and a big red button to smash for the launch. You can also install a miniature trampoline on your dashboard. I've done that, and it's great for 5D travel. You bounce, bounce, and off you go. In addition to having a dashboard, you can use a tool belt. If you're going on a 5D adventure, you can go to your place that we developed in the 5D, open the door, and what's the first step? Yes, turn on the open for business sign. Then walk around your place. Just observe. Notice what has changed. Do this often. Visit your place just to look around. It may stay the same for weeks. Then suddenly you notice that something shifts. Maybe a door appears. There's a new light. Maybe the flooring changes. The furniture is different. Whatever happens, just observe and document any changes that you notice. These changes are important. You may not immediately know what the changes mean, but eventually you will. Once you turn on your open for business sign, move to your dashboard. Is it located in the same space? Is it still shaped the same? Mine is in a horseshoe shape. If you don't see your dashboard yet, don't worry. Just pretend it's there. Build it right now. Build it in real time. Start with something simple, a square or a rectangular desk, something easy. Take a look at the tools you have developed. Where are they on your dashboard? Give them a few moments to materialize. But if you do not see them, then just imagine them in a place where you would like to have them. We know about the quality control and the GPS systems. These are operational components that always run in the background. Now, we did not build these tools, but we can still use them. That GPS system, for example, provides an electronic map that automatically tracks our progress in the 5D. Where is it on your dashboard? In my curved dashboard, I have a monitor that's in the center of my desk toward the back. And when I push a button, the monitor, because it's below the desk, rises to eye level from underneath that desk. Remember our bookmarks? I have a little cup with flags in them. It's very primitive. They look like toothpicks with little paper triangles for the flags. Their rounded base is magnetic or something that will stick directly to that electronic map that's displayed on my monitor. And I set those flags, those bookmarks, just like pins on a GPS. Remember our cameras. We have a video camera for real-time use. We can also use binoculars. We also talked about a DVR remote when we revisit those 5D places. These cameras and remotes help us zoom in, pause, rewind, fast forward, or zoom out. Where are your cameras or binoculars? Mine have straps on them so I can hang them around my neck just like a tourist. But when they are not in use, I hang them on a hook that rises from my dashboard. I'm almost too embarrassed to tell you this, but my remote is close by in a slot, but it used to be Velcro to the side of the dashboard, just like my parents used to do years ago with TV remotes. Remember, when we establish these tools, we have pre-programmed them. It's automatic. Why? Because of that T formula, thoughts, energy, and action. They become one when we manifest the tool. That is the how and the why of how they work. When we're in the 5D, manifestation is much quicker than the 3D. In fact, it is so slow in the 3D that many of us don't even recognize our manifestation skills. But once you're in front of your dashboard, you can select a few tools to carry with you. You can put them in your tool belt. Maybe you prefer a backpack, whatever feels the most natural. When Donna Rebido and I had The Reluctant Messenger Unleashed, we went through my first book and discovered many things like the Ladder of Enlightenment that had occurred during my travels unexpectedly. At the time, I did not realize they were tools. In fact, it was much later that I recognized the utility of them. When Donna comes on as my guest, we're going to discuss some of the tools from the Reluctant Messenger Unleashed channel and where we have put them on our dashboards. But I want to introduce some of them now. Some of these are such second nature to me, I sometimes forget that they are tools. A tool that I'd learned early on is a bubble of protection. Bob Monroe from Monroe Institute calls this a reball, a resonant energy balloon. But it's something that, using our imagination, we build around us. This is that T, thoughts, energy, action, formula in action. My energy balloon has morphed over the years, and I also incorporate some shamanic practices into it. Let me just explain what I do. I like to stand barefoot so I can feel my feet on the floor. I take a few breaths just to ground myself. I'm ready when I begin to feel the soles of my feet tingle. I then bring the energy up from the bottoms of my feet. Now, you might ask, how do you do that? The TEA formula, thoughts become things. If I cannot visualize it, I make it up. I pretend, or I just think that there is a wave of energy that enters the bottoms of my feet and moves up through the center of my body. When I feel that energy coming up my body, I know it's time to begin. I start with my hands in prayer position over my heart. As I bring my hands up, the energy follows. I go up through the top of my head, and the energy flows outward like a fountain. This is where I add something from South American shamanic practices. There is a spinning ball of energy about 8 or 12 inches above our heads. This spinning orb goes by many names. Soul chakra, star chakra, the eighth chakra, or the shamans call it the Witikocha. It is a very powerful energy center. Many shamanic cultures believe that our essence uploads to this energy center when we die. So it is considered a very important link, a gateway in our journey beyond the physical. When I think of this eighth chakra, I see it like a miniature spinning sun, and it reminds me of an egg yolk. As I inhale and move my hands up, still in prayer position, above my head, my fingertips pierce that eighth chakra, just like a giant egg yolk. Then I turn my hands outward so the backs of my hands are touching. This is when I begin to exhale. And as I do, I slowly drag the contents of that eighth chakra down around my body to a place below the ground. Once you do this a few times, I can actually feel when I pierce that. And I can feel this silky energy coming around me. Like a waterfall or a shower, this energy cascades around me. When it goes a few inches below my feet, it then changes direction and moves up through the bottoms of my feet again, up through the center of my body, and to my heart. I have made one complete loop. I will do this two more times. But the second time, when it flows out the top of my head on that second pass, instead of showering down like a waterfall, I swirl the energy around me, first in one direction, and then on the third pass, the opposite direction. It does not matter which direction you start with. But after these three passes, I have created a torus field around the body. Bob Monroe, when he was talking about doing the reball, he did not call it a torus field, but that is precisely what it is. With this practice, when I use my hand motions and my breath, breathing in, then exhaling as I pull it around me, I'm programming these movements and breath work into the tool itself. It helps to solidify the practice. Remember when we talked about bookmarks? The more detail you use, the firmer that image and that bookmark becomes. If you're listening to this on my podcast, I suggest you check out the links in the podcast description where you'll see the YouTube link and you can actually watch the video and see the movements. And there's a little something else that I do. When I inhale and when I'm getting ready to begin, my hands are in prayer position at my heart, but I use that to tap my heart as I inhale. And that's a cue for me to take a breath through my heart. And how do you do that? You just imagine it. Because remember, we talked about this before. The heart is a tool. The messengers have told me it is a portal to that non-physical field of energy that surrounds us. So that simple act of tapping it and breathing through it helps you connect to the 5D. Use that bubble of protection when you get up, or maybe before you go into a meeting at work that might be contentious or uncomfortable. See what difference it makes. I use the bubble of protection throughout the day. If I want a good night's sleep, I do this before I go to bed. And I make sure that the bubble covers my entire bedroom. If it needs to cover my entire house, let me show you a quick way to do that. After you have practiced installing your reball or your energy bubble, it's time to establish it as a tool. As a tool, all those actions, the hand movements, the breath work, are programmed into the tool. And we know how that works. The E, the energy in the TEA formula, does not have a chance to get derailed when it becomes a tool. Doubt cannot enter. It's straight from T to A. The E is pre-programmed. Last night, I babysat my youngest granddaughter. She's 7. And when I put her to bed, I reminded her about that bubble and how to use it. And I told her that she could do this at school if she was feeling stressed for whatever reason. She said, "Nana, I can't do that. People would laugh at me." So I showed her how to make it a tool. I said, "Just breathe out quickly and imagine the bubble is there." She had absolutely no problem with doing that, and she knew it would work. You see, we don't have to convince children. They know. It's us big kids that often require convincing. Back to our dashboard. Think of an easy yet creative way to gain quick access to your bubble of protection. Anything will work. TEA formula. I've installed this relatively large roller ball, and it's the size of my palm. It's embedded in my desk on the dashboard, and it represents that bubble of energy. When I smash and twist, the reball is in place. When I let go, that spinning vortex of energy, the reball, automatically covers me. If I want the reball larger, like to cover my house, I keep smashing it. And every time I push down the roller ball, the reball gets larger and larger. I no longer need to bring that energy up through my feet, out my body, out my head. I don't have to do the three passes. If I'm out somewhere, I can just use that roller ball to immediately cover me. I can also use the trick I showed my granddaughter and blow out quickly. If I'm at home, I prefer the slow way. So you be the judge. You could also use a lasso or a fishing net. Be creative. Whatever works for you that is easy to remember and make sense. You might start off using one tool only to have it morph later. And that's great. Remember, these are thought forms that are fluid and dynamic. They often change with our needs. They interact with us and our energy fields. That is why it is so important to check in from time to time to see what has changed in your 5D place and your dashboards. Now I want us to step back and take a look at the reball. Let's look at its larger purpose. Donna Repido, during our episodes on The Reluctant Messenger Unleashed, categorized the tools into different purposes. This bubble of light certainly serves as protection. It protects us from outside influences that might have a negative impact on us. We can build on this tool when needed. For example, I avoid going to the mall. Too many people. The energy is too chaotic. But when I have to go, the first thing I do is install my bubble of protection. Then I know I might need more help, so I can add a layer on the outside of the bubble. Mirrors work well so that when you feel outside energy invading your space, whether it's intentional or not, then that mirror helps deflect the energy away from you. You can build a shield made of layers of steel or something similar. But think about this. You not only protect yourself from outside influences, but you cushion your personal energy field. By not allowing your energy field to seep out or to leak, you maintain strength. Your personal energy field is protected and can build, enabling you not only to survive, but to thrive. This is a good place to stop for the day. I cannot overemphasize the importance of these tools. I feel so blessed that my messengers have shown them to me and explained how they work. Those explanations really helped me as a psychologist who usually demands answers. Those explanations, like the TEA formula, and how we access the 5D by expanding our points of existence, our awareness. Those are priceless. These tools are steps to reach beyond our 3D lives. Why is that important? Well, of course, it can be such fun and actually very entertaining to have out-of-body experiences. But beyond its entertainment value, let's look at what purpose these experiences serve. We are gaining tools that allow us to expand beyond the physical. By using our hearts as a portal to the non-physical realms, we slip into those worlds that were once only accessible to those mystics of antiquity. Yet here we are. We have the ability to step outside of our tiny worlds and now not just during sleep or daydreams. And when we slide into these realms, we begin to feel the unity and the connection to all that is. We begin to taste infinity. We see our challenges in the 3D world differently. We see them exactly what they are, challenges. What lessons are we learning by experiencing these? Why are we here on Earth? How can we grow from this life? How can we interact differently? We step into the realms where everything is connected. And then when we return to the 3D, we see life through a different lens. We see things differently. We actually begin to see life in everything around us. Plants, trees, rocks, air. Having the experience of expansion and connection, that's what it's all about. Knowing that we are truly more than physical matter reality, that is priceless. So I hope you are enjoying these episodes on out-of-body experiences. Remember the importance of kindness. Treat others with respect and don't forget to smile. Until next time, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate any kind of likes, subscriptions, and sharing. Until next time, goodbye. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Reluctant Messenger. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, remember, how we use our personal energy is what defines us. Bring in those vibrations of love and gratitude and see how your life will change.